Hello. What can I do for you? I presume you're here because you run a business.
I did, but now I'm only plagued with worries.
Why? Did you go bankrupt?
On the contrary, I was actually very successful. But 2 years ago, my wife passed away and I decided to call it quits.
I'm very sorry to hear that. But why did you call a halt when you, as you say, were successful?
At that moment, I realized how short life is. So I sold my flat and company, and I decided to start travelling.
Excuse me, but how old are you?
I was 70 this year.
You're still very young. At your age, you can still fall in love again, get married, and you won't have to travel on your own.
I'm not going to travel anymore. And what woman would be interested in such a poor guy? I can hardly afford to buy food.
I beg your pardon, but you're getting me confused. Success and poverty don't match each other. Could you tell me a bit more about yourself, and particularly about that business of yours?
And do you have the time for me, even though I've turned up without an appointment?
Yes, I do. I'm very curious about your story.
Well, where should I start? I've spent all my life working at various positions for an arms factory. I actually did all kinds of jobs, ranging from an auxiliary worker to a sales manager.
You've made your way up, but I'm not going to interrupt you.
I've liked playing with weapons since childhood. Of course, I started with toys such as a catapult, bow and arrows, and later an air gun, just like every little boy, I guess. When I grew up, I passed my hunting exams and received a gun license and started hunting with real guns. It has been my passion until recently. Now I don't have any weapon, fortunately.
Why fortunately?
I'm in a situation which means I would probably use it.
Come off it. No situation, regardless of how hard it may seem, is worth it. There's always some certainly more reasonable solution. But go on with your story and tell me how you got into business. As I understand it, you've worked for an arms factory as an employee.
I was 50 when I started to feel a bit restless. Probably like many other men of that age.
Did you get a second wind and start chasing women again?
That might have been the better option, but it occurred to me that I could start doing business. I kept the same wife, although the truth is, she didn't exactly encourage me in making my plans come true. After all, I was leaving a stable job in the factory and started doing something very uncertain. Now I know she was right.
Although I still don't know much about your story, I don't think it was necessarily a mistake. By contrast, you have my admiration for your courage. I've met quite a lot of other people like you who started up a business at a rather advanced age. I'd even say sometimes it's better, as you have more life experience and a cooler head. What field did you start conducting your business in?
I went into business with arms. What else? I had experience from the arms factory and lots of contacts. It actually wasn't that hard, after all. Even my former employer supported me and supplied me with exclusive pistols and shotguns. They were not on the market yet, and I already had them.
So I suppose you hired some premises, obtained the necessary licenses, bought arms, and started off.
Exactly. And, as I said, everything went smoothly.